哈利路亚，各位长子同工弟兄姐妹慕道朋友大家平安。
哈利路亚， peace be to all the brothers and sisters, friends and relatives.
我们今天下午一起来学习的题目是扩张你帐幕之地。
The title for my sermon this afternoon is to enlarge the area of your tent.
我们人生活在世上有四种物质上的需要。
All of us, we all have these four primeval needs.
第一就是我们要穿衣服。
First, we all need to be clothed.
每个人身上都有一件衣服。
All of us, we put on clothes.
也不止一件。
Not only, we don't own only one pair of clothes.
要我们穿得漂亮，穿得温暖。
We want to be attired comfortably and to be beautiful.
第二种需要就是我们的饮食。
And our second need is for food.
就是我们要吃得饱，有营养，才有办法在世上生活。
We need to be sustained with nutritious food to sustain our life here on earth.
第三种需要就是我们居住的地方。
And our third need is to be able to have a home to live.
原始人他们是住在洞穴里面，山洞里面。
In the olden days, men live in caves.
后来他们觉得说这个地方不够住了。
And then they find that they want to live in some place better.
可能就会住一个搭一个帐篷，或者是以后就盖一个房子。
Then they move up to living in tents, and then later on to real houses.
但你住什么地方跟你的需要有关系的。
And what kind of a house you live in is according to our own individual needs.
当我们一个人单身的时候，租一个房间就可以解决了。
When we are single, we all just have to have a live in a bachelor room.
结了婚可能需要一个套房比较方便。
And maybe when we are married, we need to have a proper rooms.
成了家了，有了小孩，可能需要一两个房间。
And then when we have a spouse and children, then we may need to buy a proper house.
如果你是跟三代，跟你父母或者是祖父母同住的，那么需要的空间就更大了。
And we may need a bigger space if we are living in a three-generational household.
所以随着发展，人的需要的空间会越来越多。
And as our family expands, the space of our home must also expand.
神在旧约的时候也是这样告诉以色列百姓。
In the Old Testament, our Lord God also told this to His people.
你要扩张你帐幕之地。
And He told them that they have to enlarge the place of their tent.
我们看以赛亚书的54章。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 54.
第一到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
以赛亚书五十四章一到三节。
Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 to 3. Sing, O barren woman, you who never bore a child. Burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor. Because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Verse 2. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Verse 3. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities.
我们今天下午就是以这三节，我们来好好的，我分享一下，来查考一下。
This afternoon, we are going to take these three verses as our form of mutual encouragement.
第二节，神告诉以色列百姓，你要扩张你帐幕之地，张大你居住的幔子。
In verse 2, our Lord God said to his people, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide.
这一段呢是有它历史的背景的。
There is a historical background to this statement.
以色列百姓本来是得到神很大的祝福。
We know that Israelites are God's blessed nation.
神把他们从埃及领出来，放他们在迦南美地享受一切的福气。
God led them out from Egypt to enjoy the blessings of Canaan.
但是百姓一而再、再而三的犯罪得罪神，惹神的愤怒。
But we know that over and over again, the Israelites rebel and angered God.
到最后啊，神没有办法了，只有借着外邦人的手，借着巴比伦王的手，要来毁灭这个以色列国家。
God has no other choice but to send them to captivity, to the Babylonians.
让他们被掳，过着很痛苦、很辛苦的一个生活。
They were held captives and they live life of sufferings and toil.
所以第一节啊，这里说你就是以色列百姓。
Here in verse 1, God spoke to the Israelites.
你这个不怀孕的、不生育的。
You, the barren woman.
在旧约那个时代，一个女人做一个比方。
And this barren woman is a prefiguration.
在以前那个年代，如果一个女人她没有办法怀孕，或者是她没有办法生孩子的话，她是感觉上是会很失望，甚至很绝望的。
We know that a woman at that time, if they are barren or childless, it is a very great disappointment and shame.
所以先知啊，就用这个不怀孕、不生养的这个妇人来比喻当时以色列百姓被掳之后的这种心态，觉得说我们绝望了，我们没有用了。Thus,
Prophet Isaiah described the Israelite who were in captivity at that time as a barren woman who never bore a child, a group of discouraged people.
唱不出任何的歌来了，没有办法喜乐了。They
are not able to be joyful and never bursting into song.
这里也提到说，没有丈夫的就是以色列百姓了。And
the person who has never have a husband.
他们连国家都没有了。They
are without a nation.
就好像一个妇人了，没有了丈夫。It's
just like a woman without a husband.
又没有儿女。And
they are also childless.
以色列百姓在短短的时间之内失去了他的国家。
In the short span of time, the Israel lost the nation.
失去了他们的荣耀。
Lost their glory.
失去了他们的君王。
And they also lost their king.
失去了他们的圣殿。
They have also lost their temple.
好像也失去了他们的神啊。
And we can also say that they also lost their God.
好像一个没有孩子也没有丈夫的妇人一样。
She is just like a woman without children and without a husband.
多么的悲观啊，多么的可怜啊！
They are so pitiful and so unfortunate.
但是神透过先知发出一个很重要的信息。
However, God uses Prophet Isaiah to proclaim to them a message.
你这个那么可怜的以色列国。
You, a barren woman, a pitiful nation Israel.
但是你要再一次的歌唱，再一次的欢呼。
That you must sing again and you must rejoice again.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为 你虽然没有丈夫啊，但是你的儿女啊也会很多，好像有比有丈夫的更多。
But even though you are childless, but one day you will bear many children, more than those who have children at the present time.
虽然表面上你失去一切了。Even
though superficially that you have lost everything.
但是神是你的希望。But
yet God told them that He is their hope.
神会让你再次的兴旺起来。God
will restore them, renew them.
这个国家也会复国。
That the God will revive their nation.
会有很多人,
and this nation will be filled with people.
你的儿女要很多,
they will this nation will continue to have many children.
这个后来就应验了,
and we can see that this promise was eventually fulfilled.
他们被掳之后70年, 以色列百姓就回国再重建圣殿了。
Because we know that after their 70-year captivity, they returned back to the nation and they were revived again.
第二节这里说你要扩张你居住的帐幕的地方。
And in verse 2, God instructed them to enlarge the place of their tent.
以前的人呢,
we know that at that time, the people of Israel live in tents.
神说你要扩展,
what God here meant is that they will populate their tents, so that's why they have to enlarge the place of their tent.
在这个神的国度里面会有很大的发展。
In God's kingdom, there will be great development and prosperity.
那我们刚刚讲过历史的背景之后,
after we have studied the historical background,
其实这一段有一个更重要的属灵的意义在里面。
There is actually contained in it a more important spiritual truth.
就是讲到在幕后的真教会要怎么来发展。
God also tells us how the true church is going to be developed in the latter times.
因为我们知道属弱的以色列国在地上已经不再荣耀了。
Because we know that the physical Israel is not glorified anymore.
他们现在居住的地方也是一点点而已，比不上所罗门那个年代。
Because we know that Israel that the Jews are occupying is so much smaller than the previous time during Solomon's time.
还跟巴勒斯坦人呢，整天在吵吵闹闹，在争地盘。
We know that they are always having strife with their neighboring Palestinians.
所以在物质上来说，他们以色列不可能现在的地方还继续的长大。
We know that the physical Israelites, they cannot really expand their territory.
所以这个要讲的，整个要讲的，就讲属灵的真教会要怎么发展的这个重要性在里面。
The spiritual truth of this statement is how God wants His true church to be expanded during the latter times.
那我们来讲几点。Let
us let me share with you a few points.
这个教会的发展要从几个方面来推广。How
a church is going to be developed is through several points.
第一就是人数的增多，就是儿女的增多了。Number
one is that her children will increase.
因为第一节这里说没有丈夫的，其实会比有丈夫的儿女更多。Because
it says that more will be the children of the desolate woman than those with children.
你有结婚，顶多生几个小孩就不得了了。
If you are married, you will bear children. You will bear a few children.
这很少啊，这个社会很少生超过三个。
But we know that the maximum children a couple will have will be about three.
很多年轻人也结婚，也不一定想要生孩子，有生也是一个、两个。
Nowadays, most young couples will choose to have one or two children at most.
三个，你有三个的话，大概可以当冠军。
Maybe you'll try to break the record by having three children.
很少也有四个的。
And to have four children is altogether a rarity.
所以你有物质上的丈夫啊，可能有几个孩子。
If you have a physical husband, you may have a few children.
他说：“我有属灵的丈夫就是神。”
And our spiritual husband is actually God.
教会就是神的太太，神的心腹。
The church is the bride of Christ.
教会要生很多的儿女。
And the church is instructed to bear many children.
而在人数上有所增加。
And it will it will populate more and more children.
那么教会的增长呢？人数的增多啊，通常有三个方面。
And the expansion.Of the church and the development, it will come in three areas.
人数的增加
it will the population will increase.
第一个
number one
转来的 transfer.
It is the increase in population will come by transference.
比如说，温哥华是一个很好的地方。
For example, we see that Vancouver is such a great city to live in.
大家来觉得说天气很好。
And it has a very good weather.
从其他地方搬过来住。
And many people will start to immigrate here.
本来在其他地方已经是真耶稣教会的信徒了。
Maybe these people are former members of True Jesus from another place.
因为搬过来温哥华。
When they move to Vancouver.
所以突然之间好像叫人数就增长了。
Then we can see that the population, the membership of Vancouver Church will increase.
温哥华真耶稣教会在过去十几年人数的增长，最主要一种。以这个转过来的移民的这个增长。
So we know that the increase in membership in Vancouver Church is through immigration.
这样，因为信徒的搬家而形成，我们教会的人数不断的增多。
Members they move from other countries to come to Vancouver.
第二种增长的方法就是生来的，就是 biological.
The second way of increasing the membership is through birth.
因为信徒长大了，年轻人结婚了，生孩子就生养下一代。
When members grew up, they married and they bore children that will increase the membership of the church.
有人统计过啊，如果教会的青少年、青年人在教会里面结婚生孩子
，There is a survey that says that if two members they get married and they bear children in the church.
如果青年没有流失的话
，If there is no members who stray away.
每十年教会就可以有大概 25% 的人口的增长。
And every 10 years, the membership will grow by 25%.
这个是假设啊，弟兄姐妹都在主里面结婚，要有生养，要把他们带来教会，又让他们在教会长大，没有流失掉。
And this is an assumption alone to see if there is no members who stray, and they both marry in the church, and they bore children and brought them up in the church.
啊，但是这个是假设，不流失了。但是事实上，流失的青年呢也不少。
But we know that this is only an assumption, and we can also see that there are some youths who stray away from the church.
第三种增加人口的方法就是要去救来的，就是要 salvation, 要 preach the gospel, 要传福音救灵魂。
The third method of increasing membership in the church is to preach the gospel and to bring others to Christ.
本来不认识主耶稣的。
And to preach the gospel to those who do not know our Savior.
因为我们去做见证。
Because when we witness to others,
把他们带来信。
And when we bring them to believe in Jesus,
把他们救来了。
To save their souls.
所以无论如何，这三种加起来就是我们教会每年的这个增长的人数。
These are the three ways that our church is currently employing to increase the membership in the church.
那么教会要会生孩子，人数才会增多。
In order to increase the membership, members must know how to give birth.
我们每一个信徒也要会生孩子，要传福音，要是带人，我们人数才会增多。
And when we preach and when we give birth to children, only then we can increase the membership of the church.
当然了，我们都知道要传福音是不容易的事情。
We know that to preach, is not an easy task.
我们要努力去做。
But still, we must give our best effort.
但是青年事工也要去跟进。
But of course, we know that the follow-up work is also very important.
让青年不要流失。
And we also have to make sure that the youths don't stray away.
当然，组内的生育率我们就没有办法控制了，也可以鼓励了，但是没有办法控制了。
The birth rate of the church members we cannot is beyond our control.
那么我们不断的开拓，可以在不同的地区。
But of course, we can do another way is to open up other pioneering areas.
比如在同一个城市里面，这个城市很大。
For example, in a big city like ours,
如果只有一个教会的话
if we have only one church present,
我们可能的所有的开拓的工作、慕道者的范围都是以这个教会的地区附近的。
Then we are stuck with just preaching to the community.
如果有不同的开拓的点， 得的机会就比较多。
But of course, if we have another church, in another location, then there will be a great chance to preach the nation, to preach the word.
在埃明顿呢，那天气都很冷，冬天流行一种运动叫做钓冰鱼。
We know that in Edmonton, the winter can be harsh, and many of them they get into ice fishing.
就是了。在湖里面挖一个洞，把鱼钓下去。
And during winter, a lot of people they love ice fishing. They dig a hole in the ice.
很冷啊，但是为了要钓鱼，还是忍耐一下。
Even though it's cold, but people enjoy ice fishing.
那个挖一个洞钓下去。
So they dig a hole and let down the line.
你看到可能鱼在下面游来游去，这是上钓的，可能不是很多。
They can see the fishes swimming underneath.
但是有经验的钓冰鱼的，他不会只开一个洞。
But we can see that a professional fisherman will not just dig one hole.
他会多开几个洞。
They will dig more holes in order to catch more fish.
用那种架子把那个鱼竿撑起来。
They use a kind of a net they use a kind of a stick to hold up the net.
那个铃，放个铃在那个鱼竿上面。
And they put a bait on the line.
鱼就来了，铃就响了，他去就把它拿起来。
And when a fish bit onto the bait, they will know and they will fish it out.
当然了，它在洞越来越多，地点越来越多，它钓的鱼就比较大，比较多。
And when they have more holes, then the likelihood of getting more fish will increase.
无论如何，教会的目标目的就是希望人数可以增长，来得救的人越来越多。
The goal of the church is to increase the membership.
我们也要努力地生孩子。
But not only that, we must also be able to bear more children.
属灵上的、属肉的都要生。
Not only physically, but also spiritually.
第二个增长就是容量上的扩张。
And the second way of increasement is to enlarge the place of our tent.
这里第二节说扩张你帐幕之地，就是容量那个 volume 那个 capacity 的增长。
We have to enlarge in capacity and in volume.
当你儿女增多，人数增多的时候，你原来那个帐幕可能就有点挤了。
Because when the populace increase, then the tents will get more crowded.
又需要慢慢的将它扩大。
Thus, we need to enlarge the place of our tents.
像教会也是一样。
This is the same as the church.
很奇妙，教会的增长往往跟它能够容量的人数有一个很密切的关系的。
We know that the size of the church and the membership has a close correlation.
比如说，这个教会买的时候或是盖的时候是200人，
maybe,
可以坐200人。
Maybe the first church that we buy will seat 200 members.
当然，一开始可能人数没有到200人那么多。
Maybe in the beginning, the church has only about a few members.
当它坐的差不多满的时候。
But when it has reached its maximum capacity of 200,
就差不多停在那一边，好像就有一个突破。
Then there'll be it will be stuck there.
那么在我们看到很多的教会或是祈祷所，他们盖会堂也是一样。
And this is also a similar pattern in other True Jesus churches.
像我们在阿伯特省的两个地区卡加利跟埃蒙顿，他们盖会堂的时候，会堂坐才坐一半而已，一半满而已。
For example, the church there in Edmonton and Calgary, when they first bought the church, there was only filled up to a half the capacity.
十几年之后呢？
After 10 years,
会堂都坐满了。
We can see that it's filled up to the maximum capacity.
但是坐满了之后呢，也就是维持那个样子差不多，也很难就有一个突破。
And then there is no breakthrough after that maximum capacity is reached.
因为往往这个物质的场所也会对这个增长也是有一个影响在里面。
Because this physical size of the tent or the church has this correlation.
所以这里说要扩张你帐幕之地，就是说当你儿女增多的时候，你把它扩展弄大一点。
That's why God said that if your children increase, then you must enlarge the place of your tent.
那么以物质上来说教会的扩展有几个方向可以做到。
Materially, the expansion of the church can be taken from various points.
当然第一个可能性就是把原来的会堂拆掉，在原的地方。再扩建，或者是拆掉一部分，把它弄大一点。
One way of expanding a church is to tear it, totally or halfway, and then rebuild again.
这个是最快的。
This may be a quicker way.
也很方便。
It may be the most convenient way.
但是呢，一下子呢又饱和了，又不晓得那个时候扩建的空间就有限。
But yet there is a limit to its expansion in the future if the membership increase.
另外一种呢，就是说分社教会。
Another way of expanding the church is to have another church.
哇，现在人数很多了。
Since we see that this present church has reached its maximum capacity,
都坐得差不多满了,
and there's and the pews are all filled.
好了,我们在别的地方再分社教会,
so the church may consider to buy a church at another location.
或者是在附近的地方,或者是远一点的地方来传福音,
it could be preaching the gospel at a nearby location or somewhere further.
所以就是在硬体上面也随着这个人数的增加有所发展。
In terms of the hardware part, the church may need to expand if the membership grew.
啊，这么硬体也是很重要的。
We know that the hardware part is also important.
啊，感谢神啊！像今天我们教会办活动，我们就会说，哇，我们教会天天今天200多人集在一堂，大家很热闹，很高兴。
So thank God that because we have a lot of activities going on nowadays, the church is filled up to its maximum capacity.
有办活动的时候啊，空间真的是好像感觉上有点不够啊。
And we can feel, especially at this time, that it's getting a little bit crowded.
好，第三点。
Third point.
这个扩张呢，要在基础上面来扩张。
And our enlargement expansion is also in terms of our foundation.
第二点，这里说不要限制，要放长你的绳子，要坚固你的橛子。
It says here, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes.
这里说不要限制。
Here it says, do not hold back.
什么就限制呢? 哎呀,不要绳子放太长出去。
What is meant by not holding back is just to let it go.
可能觉得太危险了。
When we see that it's getting risky.
可能觉得说太大了。
Maybe it's getting too big.
可能觉得说,会不会人太多了。
We will be afraid that the members are growing.
神说不要限制,放长绳子,坚固橛子。
But yet God said, do not hold back, strengthen your stakes.
那么到底这个放长绳子,坚固橛子是什么意思呢?
What does it mean spiritually to lengthen your cords and to strengthen your stakes?
教会的人数增加当然很好。
It is good that our members continue to increase.
或者是会堂变很大,或者是更多会堂也是很好。
And it is also good if we have a big church or if we have many churches.
但是所有的这种增长都有两个的关键。
But there are two matters related to this.
如果你没有这两个关键的话，就算你人再多，或者是会堂盖再多，也是没有用的。
Two factors have to be put in place with regard to these two.
第一,
one,
就是你的绳子要放长。
Number one is to make sure that our cords is long enough.
因为这个帐篷是透过绳子把它拉住的。
Because we know that the tent is held down by cords.
这个绳子如果断了，那个帐篷就会 collapse，就会塌下来。
Because if the cords were to break, the whole tent will collapse.
这个绳子代表什么呢？
What does the cords represent?
代表人与神的关系。 或者人与人的关系。
The cords represent our relationship, man's relationship with God, as well as man's relationship with men.
看这个何西亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
第11章。
Hosea chapter 11.
11章第4节。
Hosea chapter 11, verse 4.
何西亚书11章第4节。
Hosea chapter 11, verse 4. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them.
这里说神说我用慈神爱所来牵引我的百姓。
God here said, I led them with cords of human kindness.
这条绳子很重要。
This cord is very important.
如果遛狗没有绳子，狗就跑掉了。
Because a dog that is, there's no...
你牵牛啊，你没有绳子给它绑住，它就跑走了。
A dog that is not tied, they will quickly run away or stray away.
你说绳子不好啊，它绑住我没有自由。
We may think that this cord is like a bondage, it's no freedom.
不是不给你自由。
But it is not that God wants to deprive us of freedom.
而是给你真自由。
To be led by cord is for God's way of showing us true love.
为什么?
Why?
真自由, true freedom.
True freedom.
为什么呢? 你自己乱跑跑掉了,变流浪狗了, 没有无家可归的,不是更不自由吗?
Because if you are without cord or cordless, then that is not true freedom because you will easily stray away and be homeless.
所以神的爱就好像这条绳子一样。
God's love is just like this cord.
我们每一个人都要被神这条绳子绑住。
All of us must be bound by this cord of God.
神很爱我。
Because God loved me.
我怎么可以不来聚会?
How can I not come for services?
神很爱我。
God so loved me.
我怎么可以不服侍神?
How can I not serve him?
神很爱我。
God so loved me.
我怎么可以不爱神?
How can I not love him back?
这个绳子把我们每一个人绑得紧紧的。
Let us pray that God will bind us tightly to himself.
每个礼拜牵我们来聚会。
To allow God to lead us to come for services.
牵我们来服侍他。
And may God lead us to serve him.
所以这个帐篷的绳子一定很坚固。
We have to make sure that this cord that hold down the tent be strong.
跟神的关系一定要很坚固。
Let us make our relationship with God be strong and real.
人与人之间的关系也是要维持，要美好。
And our interpersonal relationship must also be healthy.
哥罗西书第三章。
Please turn to the book of Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章十二节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
哥罗西书第三章十二节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。十三节。
Verse 13. This describes how the cord is supposed to bind us together. Sometimes the cord will be broken, as our interpersonal relationship will be broken. When there are misunderstandings, then the other person may refuse to speak to another one.
好像有一些 grudges 有一些彼此之间的一些误会啊。
Men may bear grudges against one against another.
你这个帐篷啊。 断了一条，可能还勉强还撑得起来。
If one of the cord that holds down the tent is broken, maybe they can rely on the other cords to hold it up.
这条也断，那条也断，这条也断，整个到最后都是 collapse.
But sooner or later, if the other cords continue to break, then the whole tent will collapse.
所以教会里面，如果大家都很和睦的话，
If the whole church is living in harmony,
做什么事都会有发展。
Whatever happened, there will still be progress and development.
神是在和睦的团体教会里面呢，会大大的工作的。
Because the church is supposed to be a fellowship of peace and love.
这里说这个增长要需要坚固你的觉知。
And the second factor of expansion is to strengthen our stakes.
我们看回来这个以赛亚书54章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 54.
第二节最后一句。 坚固你的橛子。
And it says here to strengthen our stakes.
我们知道橛子就是要把那个绳子钉在地上，不可以让它动的。
The stake is to make sure that the cord is hold firmly down in the ground.
如果那个橛子不稳的话，它拉不住那个帐篷。
Because if the stake is not strong and is shaky, then it will not hold down the tent well.
这个代表什么？
What does this represent?
我们每一个信徒都要在真理上面扎根，好像这一根橛子深深的钉在。 地图里面不会让它动。
This represents that all of us, our faith and truth must be properly established.
为什么有时候你看到说，哎，不是有一些新受洗的吗？为什么过了一两年就不来了？
Because sometimes we see that the newly baptized members, you don't see them in the church any longer after a couple of years.
为什么有些信了几十年的，后来又不见了？
And then for those old timers, you don't see them after more than 10 years.
或者说有一些遇到试炼，遇到考验。 信心就软弱了，就离开了教会了。
And some members, they could not bear the persecution and trials, and they left the church.
可能因为啊，他在道理上没有扎根。It
is because they are not rooted in truth.
很表面的。They
are just very superficial Christians.
哇，有活动啊，来啊，参加了。They
will only come to church if there are some interesting activities.
来教会有很多朋友啊。If
they are friends in the church, then they will come.
但是呢，他道理上还没有扎根进去。But
yet, they are not grounded in their truth.
遇到一些事情呢，被摇动了。
When they met up with an incident in the church that is not pleasant, then they will not come.
教会要增长，要从信徒的根基来做起。
In order for the church to grow, it must start with the members being grounded strongly in the truth.
尤其是新受洗的，或者是准备要受洗的。
Especially to those who are newly baptized and those friends who are about to be baptized.
感谢神啊！现在我们福音组都很用心，就是要受洗的、要报名受洗的，先上这个基础的信仰的课程。
So thank God that the church is showing care to all these people who are. Wanting to be baptized soon to invite them to come for truth seeker classes.
新受洗的也有所谓的造就班。
And for the newly baptized, there are also special classes help for them.
一听到说，哎呀，这个新受洗班、那个初心班，我不用去啊，那个我是很熟的这些。
Sometimes we, the old timers, may look down upon these kind of classes and say that we are too good, we are too overqualified.
但是有时候你试试看，拿他们的资料来看一看，哎，这个东西要我讲出来，可能我没有办法。
But yet, and if you really study what they are studying in these classes, you will see that they are pretty new to you too.
无论如何，扎根的信徒啊，他就不会摇动。
And we know this very clearly that a member with truth that is strongly established will not be shaken.
再来看回来，就以赛亚书54章第三节。
Let us read again Isaiah chapter 54 verse 3.
你要向左向右。
You will spread out to the right and to the left.
向左向右就是说你不要限制你的方向。
What it tells us here is that we must not limit ourselves to any particular direction.
这是多元的方向的一个发展。
That is, we have to really spread out the gospel.
我们可能只想到说，哦，要发展就往前走，往前冲，往前冲。
We may think that there is only one way to go when we spread out the gospel.
神说你不要只往前了，你看左右有没有机会。
God says you not only go forward, but sometimes you have to veer right or veer left.
越多方向，越多元化发展，得到的机会，扩展的机会就越多。
When we go multi-directionally, then we will harvest more.
像我们一般来说，人家问我们，你们教会是什么教会啊？
Some people may ask us, what church do you belong to?
我们是真耶稣教会。
And when we reply, True Jesus Church,
他问我们说, 你们教会是讲到用什么语言的?
And then they will ask, what kind of language you use when you, what kind of language do you use for sermons?
我们回答说, 我们是国语为主, 翻译英文,
we said we preach mainly in Chinese with the English translation.
通常人家一问, 就是把教会定型了，你们是国语礼拜堂，你们是国语教会。
And if you give this kind of answers, the hearers will automatically judge you as a Chinese church.
如果你是讲广东话的，来到这可能就没有办法听明白了。
And if you were to be a person who only understands Cantonese, then you are stuck.
或者是你是英语为主的，可能就比较吃力一点了，虽然有翻译。
Maybe if you can only understand English, it'll be very difficult because you can only lean on this translation.
但是我们 加拿大是一个多元文化的国家。
But we know that Canada is the is a multiracial country.
我们在文化上要多元的发展，来推广这个福音。
And we must preach the gospel to all nations, to all races.
像我们现在有讲国语的，也有讲广东话的，也有讲英文的，我们在语言上都会加强。
And in the church, we have Chinese, we have Mandarin, English, as well as Cantonese translation.
像教会这个区哦，其实你画一个圆圈呢，附近要画，这个区就是以老华侨。 为主的，都是以广东人为主的这个区域附近。
We know that this present church, the community is filled with Cantonese-speaking people.
所以这个就是多元文化的发展的机会了。
So this presents to us an opportunity to preach in this multicultural environment.
为什么附近这个区的人很少会进来？因为可能听不懂。
Why do we see not that many people from the community attend our church?
他们可能老华侨英文不懂，国语不懂，所以。
Because maybe they can only understand Cantonese, they can't understand English or Mandarin.
好，那么我们教会也很感谢神，我们有多元的文化。
And we thank God that our church is populated by multiracial members.
我们大部分是华人。
Most of us, the majority, we are Chinese.
也有白人。
We have Caucasian.
现在我们有印度人。
We have also Indians.
有阿富汗人。
We have the Afghanis.
我们有菲律宾同龄。
We have Filipino members.
所以我们长远来说，我们想到底我们怎么给多元文化深度的来推广这个宣道工作。
In the long term, is the purpose and the goal of the church is to spread the gospel to more and more people.
让这个福音呢，不限制于一种文化或者一种语言。
That we do not target only one particular race.
或者是不是在只在一个地方开拓，在其他地方也开拓。
And our target is not only to one particular location.
所以这个是多元，向左向右，来看看有没有机会。
So our target to preach is multiracial and multidirectional.
无论如何，神就要我们扩张我们这个帐篷。
No matter what, God wants us to enlarge the place of our tent.
在人数上有所增长。
That we will not only increase in people.
人在这个硬体上有所增长。
That we will also increase in terms of our hardware.
在基础上有所扩展。
And we will also expand in our foundation.
在多元化也能够有发展。
And we will also expand to many races.
来准备主耶稣再来的这个功夫。
In order to prepare for the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord continue to bless all of us.
唱诗355首。
Please sing hymn number 355.